This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
But I can't recover from no live music. Oh, my God. It's crazy. In fact, today is the 22nd of September, okay? A year ago today, I was in Red Rocks, okay, with the wife, and we were there for 3 days, I think four days, and we were there to see Greta Van Fleet for 2 nights in Red Rocks. I believe it was today and yes, and tomorrow, the 22nd and the 23rd of September. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And I just saw on one of the rock pages that I follow, Greta has just released 3 songs from the second night. I saw both concerts, both nights. And in the second night, I think I've told you guys the story for those of you that have been watching for a little while. They had like 5 cameras on the second night. They even had one on the front of the stage that was on a track. You know, and they filmed the whole concert. And I told my wife, because we were like on the, I don't know, we were like on the 6th, 7th row, just off center. We had great, great seats. And I told her, oh, this thing's going to be a DVD. And I just saw where they released yesterday 3 songs live from that video. And when I'm done today, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to kick back and watch those 3 all over again because I saw it live, and now I get to see it on video. I can't wait to see that whole video because that's obviously my favorite Greta Van Fleet concert I've ever been to. I think the second best one is the one I went with him to Orlando because that you would say that's your favorite one, right?
Yes, because the crowd.
The crowd made it.
You know, Miami show.
The Miami one was
really
good.
Miami was exceptional.
Yes, yes. It was really, really good. Miami one was awesome. I really enjoyed the Miami one. Because Bayfront gives you a vibe, dude. You know?
You know what? There's something about that place.
It's
every concert, man. And you know what? I kind of think that the atmosphere, the bands, the way downtown is and everything, and you just a sea of people, kind of like Coral Sky when you look up at the top, you know, not the seats. Yeah. It's just a massive humanity,
yeah.
Woodstockish, and then the surrounding buildings. I think that it does something for them.
Yep. I know. I'm with you. I just every concert I go to there, I don't care if I'm seeing Fits in the Tantrum or I'm seeing The Cure, or I'm seeing the Goo Goo Dolls.
Smashing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It doesn't matter what I'm watching there. Bayfront is always like a really, really good show. And Greta was awesome that day at Bayfront. But that second night at Red Rocks, they added a little oomph to the whole thing. Because they were on camera.
I got
to
say, five cameras will do that for you.
Yeah, and their threads were a little nicer. They brought out like some really nice costumes that they were wearing. So I knew that they were doing something with that. And I'm sure there's a DVD coming out, you know, Greta at Red Rocks and the CD, I would imagine, and all that. But just in case, if you're a Greta Van Fleet fan, later on today, what I'll do is I'll post it on Twitter, the link for the videos, and you guys can
so the threads channeling their inner 70s Led Zeppelin hippiness.
Yes, definitely. Well, they do that.
Walking around barefooted.
That's they do it that way anyways, as it is. I mean, hell, the bassist doesn't wear any shoes, and neither does the singer. They both do it barefoot sometimes.
I have to thank you because if you remember, I got your Disturbed ticket and me and Greep went up to Orlando to the Amway.
Within this moment.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Maria's
which was
awesome.
Disturbed, if you guys haven't seen them.
Oh, Disturbed Live
must see.
Disturbed Live is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And Maria and In This Moment, They put on one hell of a show,
dude. That was, yeah, it definitely bring a lot of stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And she can sing, man. She can sing, dude. Wow. She's got a hell of a voice. If you've never seen In This Moment in concert, I really suggest you take a – because Maria Blink, I believe, is her last name. Blink, I think it is. The curvaceous one, because she's got curves that go for miles.
Well, she's thick. She got them.
Yeah. She's you look at her and you go, es a cubana. But anyway, yeah, she can sing. What is her last name? Is it Blink? Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm trying.
I thought you were. In This Moment. I think it's Maria Blink. Yeah. Maybe that's not her real last name, because, you know.
Stage name.
Is Maria Blink? Is it Blink? All right. Well, anyway, so if you like.
Exactly. Maria Brink.
Oh, Brink. I said Blink. Brink. Yes. Brink. There you go. Maria Brink. Anyway, she can sing. If you like Greta, check it out, because that thing is that show was amazing. Anthony Manzano says, Orlando, what is your prediction for the Miami-Jacksonville game on Thursday? Are we losing or winning? We're winning, bro. Have faith. All right, two close losses now. All right, this is going to be the win. This is where they kind of get the balance out. You know, as Depeche Mode would say, they're going to get the balance right. Okay, that's what's going to happen here. All right, and there's going to be, you know, a celebration. All right, on Thursday night, they will win. They will figure everything out defensively, offensively. They'll play well, and they'll get the victory. And they'll intercept Gardner Minshew at least two times on Thursday night. Okay? Have faith. All right? It's not as bad as not everybody, but a lot of people want to make it out to be and all that stuff. I just will tell everybody, they overreacted last year after the first two games, and they continue to do the same things over and over and over again. And so, listen, what's happened the last 20 years, people just think it's going to happen over and over again, and I get it. So they have to be convinced that things have changed. So it's up to Greer and Flores to prove to people that things have changed. So let's hope.
Want to see the pass rush.
Let's hope for a win on Thursday, so we can start to feel a little better about the football team, and that way, you know, people won't be freaking out so much. But man, they are freaking out, dude.
Got to think a major component not dealing with a running quarterback to be able to pin your ears back and just go after him.
Yeah,
I want to see some pass rush.
Yeah. NorCal says Greta has a great sound. I need to hear their full albums. Yes, you do. But I'm telling you, NorCal, watch them live, because that's where you find out about a band. And you'll see, you know, Joshua's voice is amazing. Jake is a great young guitarist. If you watch him, you will freak out. Danny Wagner is a really good drummer, man. I'm telling you, this is a good band, bro. They're a good band, and they're young. And they make really good music.
And like you said, in studio, there's no doctoring.
No.
They bring it, and they do exactly what the sound is in the studio. They reproduce it on stage live.
Yeah, no doubt. The Raging Dolphin Maniac says, hello, everybody. I'm back. Super Boom Shack says, I was there. Oh, at Disturbed. I threw popcorn at you. Matthew Walker says, Disturbed to jam to Liberate Prayer and Stricken. Big O, give us a tip of what's coming up on October, please. Ah, Herman, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. NorCal goes, I'll listen to live YouTube Greta stuff till I can see them live. Yep, do it. Put it this way, NorCal. When they go out to the West Coast, I'll fly out there and go to the Greta concert with you. Okay? All right? I got no problem doing that. I will travel wherever it goes for Greta. All right? I already did it once when I went to Red Rocks and did the Florida Triangle with this jerky. And I saw him at Rockville. So, yeah, it's I've traveled for Greta. Most of the trips have been travel, actually. Out of the six concerts, only
you got one
of them
solo.
Miami.
That's it. One yeah. show, one lone.
One in Miami, and the other five were on the road, dude. You know, so I have no problem going to see guys. I mean, they were supposed to come out with an album in around March, and we're now in September and no album yet.